about the new Lindsay Lohan movie, The Canyons. I think we should all go see it.
Are we ready?
I mean, where do you go to see
it? Got rejected from Sundance.
So yeah, I read that, and I saw it.
Where do you go
that to there was see a three-minute clip Lohan online film. Today, and I didn't watch it because
why? We gotta get started. Hey, save. Let's save it. Save. Don't waste your energy.
Don't waste it, baby.
Let's go.
Is that how it always starts?
Yes. Hey, party people. Hey, sexy lady. It's our super fan episode featuring very special guest, Mr. Clayton Mead.
Hey. Curtain's been pulled back. He's watched how the sausage has been made. And he's
I do not like how the sausage is made.
He is disgusted.
Is that how it over begins?
Sausage.
Our process.
Beer.
I've had enough.
Yeah, who the fuck are you to judge us?
First
beer
of
spiller?
All, let's start asshole. On a sour note by
the
having
bottoms
Landon.
Of my pants legs are still wet.
Landon, if you could regale the audience, we weren't recording, unfortunately. We were discussing the were-llamas from
the
last
were-llama,
week.
The were-llama, yes.
The Kozak can neither confirm nor deny exists.
That you would turn into if bitten by another were-llama.
So please do the noise.
What is that?
That's the llama. That's a rabid llama.
Were-llama. It's not rabid. It's a were-llama.
CJ. The llama in the story was rabid. But we eventually went to the were-llama.
What I've read is if you get bitten by a were-llama,
yes.
Weirdly enough, you turn into an alpaca.
Soft.
I think.
Which is.
Soft
I think,
animal.
I think aren't they the same animal, pretty much? It's just a slight variation.
Slight differences.
Is that
what it is? If you go on Wikipedia, you'll see. I'm not going to sit here and explain it to you because I don't know.
Like your pussy, Kozak.
Boom. Well done. Hey, by the way, guys, this is episode 67. We didn't do any kind of intro or anything.
When I'm 67.
Yeah, we didn't have a fancy song to sing into.
We had that. What were we listening to?
Hey,
surf
hey
music?
What episode
that Dick
will
Dale?
Y'all be on in two more episodes?
Oh my God.
We
are
didn't
you
get
sad that,
that
the.
I was Jill,
why didn't y'all get, wait, two
Jill
more weeks,
be
I could have been on episode 69.
Shut up.
Jill, you dick!
I think that Jill gets 69.
Oh, Jill gets to be episode 69.
Oh, wait, no! She's going to be like 71. She has to wait until February.
What a sucker.
All right.
69. So let's just...
This episode
so
is 69
quick,
in my heart.
Quick, for people...
Stop. We got to set some ground rules. Huh? Like, only one conversation at a time. Just because we have a group of four people that really like to talk a lot. So
a lot.
Let's just have one conversation at a time.
So, just keep it down,
real quick,
dude.
Just for people that don't know CJ, he is one of our super fans, and we have, I would say, we have four solid super fans, but we have two that live in Los Angeles. One is CJ. And the other one is Jill.
You just run out of
and they
talented
have,
friends
right?
with things to plug.
We're done. So and so like, CJ and Jill right. have both wanted to be on the show for so long, so we're having our super fan shows, and this is the first.
Super fan.
Now,
when you guys see what happens to your numbers after this one,
a spike. Are we going to get the CJ
like the show?
Who?
CJ. He told me he
enjoyed it thoroughly. And I told Kozak, I was like, I hate you guys.
He tells me that all the time. He whispers it to me.
I think that's more a you thing.
Whatever.
Well, that has less to do with us and more you.
This has been a real bang up so far, guys.
Also,
we
I think it's so funny.
Along.
You know, seriously, like what? We've never had the don't talk too much rule ever in history. And 67 episodes, and CJ comes
66.
On, and CJ comes on, and
hey,
right away, Anna
I'm
implements
done.
Or no,
Anna,
Landon does. Landon does implements
one.
A rule.
Well, I think
you
it's
know,
fair.
Landon knows. I've been
I think
this
it's fair.
Enough time.
I think if it was not uncalled for, someone would have objected. You're not even objecting. You're just pointing it out.
No, I'm just saying that's what happened. I didn't make a comment about the
right.
rule. I didn't to have and don't talk to it on a podcast.
Thanks a lot. Way to half attempt to throw me under the bus. And when I didn't get under the bus and I stood up and confronted you about it, you're like, I wasn't throwing you under
look,
the bus.
That was your rule.
Angry Landon, angry well Kozak.
Well I am not Kozak. Angry. Well
Kozak is angry.
I am smiling. What do you
Will
want
you please
me?
Put the knife down? What's that? First round of sound.
That was pretty good on the sound, I gotta say.
It's World War I up in here. And Star Wars. CJ, do you want to say something?
Everyone's talking entirely too much.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
Raping clown. Alright, status updates.
Status updates.
The good thing about sharing a bed with a fiancé and cat is that I'm never cold and always snuggled. The bad thing about sharing a bed with fiancé and cat is that I'm sometimes hot and frequently stuck in uncomfortable positions because someone is being too snuggly. Hashtag not complaining. Hashtag loved. Hashtag I want to be in bed.
Hashtag I never know whose boner it is.
Did anybody else, thank you. Did anybody else think that the bad thing is going to be that the fiance isn't real? Just, too bad there's not really a fiance.
Smiley
no, what if
face,
her cat's is named
face.
Fiance?
Yeah, exactly. It's just two cats.
Fiance! Like in 30 Rock. Grizz's fiance. Grizz's fiance.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. After Castle on a Cloud, can we listen to Master of the House? I love that song. And that was in quotes. And then, I have the best kid in the world. Makes his dad proud. Somebody,
his dad, huh?
Somebody liked it. And then someone goes, weird.
It's too bad there's not like a weird option. So like.
I just love it because she thought she was being so sweet with her child.
Oh, and well, the dad's like, not supposed to be the one that's proud
of
about
his
that.
Son loving Les Mis.
Yes. I couldn't be more proud of my boys. Singing Master by the House. Master of the House. He knew all
the
harmonies.
Dad should be like, all right, okay, he's heard enough Les Mis.
You know what? I loved Les Mis.
I love Les Mis. I'm not shitting on
Les
Mis.
You love
Les Mis.
You act like you don't. You act like you don't love Les Mis.
I'm not shitting on
Les Mis. You love Les Mis.
Ladies,
you loved Les Mis growing up.
Ladies, you can all be the prettiest girl on Broadway.
I'm just saying.
My parents took me when I was like 12 years old from like Fair Park. I loved it.
Kozak's parents raised him as a girl for the first 14.
But we're talking about a tiny child, and this girl's pretending
that is true.
Never mind. I'm just saying. If it's the husband who's like, yeah, that's
you
my
can
boy.
Be proud. You know, you can, yeah, he's like, I'm proud. My son is cultured and he likes a quality musical.
I'm just
a quality British musical.
I'm just going to say right here, CJ, that this is not the venue to properly defend yourself from making day play moves.
Right, yeah.
This
I
is not the venue.
I'm just going to let
disagree.
That go.
I will
I'm
defend
not sure
myself.
Don't miss.
I love it. One more. No, we have a few more. Well, I just got home from rehearsal and can't find my house keys, but the upside, I found some old Jelly Bellies rolling around the bottom of my dance bag. Score, and
not a fatty update. Some old
in
bottom
my
dance
bag.
Jelly
in my
mouth.
In the bottom of my dance bag. Here,
some of those
here's
Jelly
candy.
Bellies have rolled into her dance shoes and back out.
Now a Starburst or something, you know, a Starburst. A
no, Jelly
roll.
Bellies. Yeah, it's nothing wraps. That's Jelly Bellies. That's
yeah.
just.
I mean,
it's raw candy on raw foot sweat.
I mean, maybe like a roll of sweet tarts
shoes.
Where a little bit of it touched the bag.
Do you remember?
So you can deal with that. You can just pinch the little chunk off.
Stop pushing the line. You know.
I'm just saying, there's. Jelly Bellies.
Maybe some M&M's
example.
Where there's a slight tear
and
at the top.
It's dance
not
shoes.
Maybe for like a whole M&M to get out.
Landon, Kozak lives in filth. I'm JK.
Those weird dancer feet.
But Kozak does live in that gray area between is it right or is it wrong. He's Kenny X, baby. Look at that beard.
I'm
tell
just
me
like,
I'm
whatever,
like
you know?
Gray area.
Don't you like his gray area? Don't you like his beard?
That's a good looking beard.
Oh, stop scratching it.
Yeah, hey.
Gross.
I hate that. Every episode.
That's what everybody likes.
I hear you.
I got a capture.
Scratching your face.
Everybody likes. When
Bethy listens to this show,
does she hear that sound
and get upset to be reminded that you've got two beards now?
She does the
two beards.
He's calling you a homosexual.
Suggesting that she is one of your beards.
Stop scratching faces. No. Just be a person.
No, get the joke.
Like, Zach, you want to scratch each other's beards?
What you call a woman that is married to a gay man.
Oh.
Or simply dating.
As in like a disguise, as in pretending to be.
Oh.
We have
cut that out in post.
So I'm the gay one.
So I'm the gay one.
So I'm the gay one.
Can you take that sound bite and then play
that?
We'll
loop
that.
So
I'm the gay one.
So was it 9:45? So I'm the gay one.
Make note.
I'm excited.
Use that later.
About that sound clip. Fatty. Shit. We're gonna have a sound effect for Fatty now.
No, that was for Jose.
I love it. Do it again. Fatty.
That's when Fatty sits down.
Aw. Quesadilla.
Fatty updates.
Quesadilla, party of two.
Quesadilla, party of two.
Does that mean two quesadillas? Is what
two
you mean?
Quesadillas,
right?
Lots of beans.
The order is
for
two.
It's just one.
Yeah, I bet you they're so good. God, I love quesadillas.
You just ate.
I can still say I love
quesadillas. We got our guts full of tasty lasagna.
What?
I can still say that it tastes good. I can eat a lot of food.
Did you like my tasty lasagna?
I did. I love the lasagna.
Did you like the meat sauce?
I like the meat sauce. Tasty lasagna. I like the bread.
Even though you're doing a deliberate creepy voice, it's so much creepier.
I know.
I'm just saying what I like.
I like the meat sauce. I'm just saying what I like.
I'm just saying what I like.
Did you like the cheese? The melted
cheese.
On the meat sauce?
On the meat sauce.
Did you like the basil?
I like the basil.
And the tomatoes.
I like the tomato.
How about those ripe tomatoes that burst in your mouth? You wouldn't get
there. You couldn't get there.
Sometimes you're smart enough.
That was a bridge too far.
Not always, but sometimes he's smart.
You found the limit.
Sometimes
you went one too far.
Not taking that bait.
All right. I've got another one that's hilarious. I've got another one. It's hilarious.
Better be hilarious.
Shout out to the Draper Park Christian Church Youth Group. It's such a blessing in my life to see young people worship God with all their hearts. And then people are commenting, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy that posts that responds to a comment and says, hey, aren't you supposed to be giving an inspiring lesson right now as opposed to commenting on here? And then he wrote, the good book is greater than Facebook, LOL.
So I'm
that
the
got
gay
two
one.
Likes.
Ugh, who liked that?
Jesus.
The good book.
That he did. Jesus seemed to have good taste.
It's greater than Facebook.
No, Facebook's way better. Clearly.
I'm totally blowing my nose on
good book.
The podcast.
Ain't so good, am I right? He didn't write it. It was ghostwritten, right? I mean, it was William Goldman who wrote it, right?
That was racist.
Holy ghostwritten.
She was Jewish. Well, not being racist.
I don't know. It feels
sounds
racist.
Racist.
Sounds racist.
Yeah,
to
I don't like
Jew.
It.
I don't like
Jew.
It either.
Don't say that, Landon.
I'm just saying, only good writers. Nothing but racist about saying good ghostwriters.
I have a sad girl.
Sad girl.
All right.
Is there a weeping?
Update me, because I can't remember who...
Sad girl's just the one that's always like...
She's just sad all the time.
Is she the one who had the made-up boyfriend?
No, that one we haven't seen in a while. Okay. She's been sort of quiet.
So this girl's just sad.
She's just sad.
This is pretty basic.
Yeah. All right, let's make fun of her.
I tried to get it simpler.
Ready? Does anyone have pallets they don't need? I am crafting myself a king-size bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Hashtag
death trap.
Hashtag for one. Quesadilla for one.
Do you have any pallets I could lay down and put a blanket over?
My life is in shambles.
Oh,
pallets.
No.
Does anybody have any extra boyfriends?
That's what it comes to sometimes.
I like that one.
Sometimes you gotta build a bed out of pallets.
Do you?
No, you don't.
Oh, look, if you're a fella, if you're a fella and you make a bed out of pallets.
If you're a fella?
You're just a resourceful fella.
A fella.
But a girl, I feel like for a girl, man, like.
What's that, CJ?
Especially if you don't have the pallets ahead of time. Uh-huh. If you're just like, can somebody give me pallets?
Back it out.
So I can lay them down.
Okay. The girl or the...
If the girl is looking for pallets because she's going to build a bed out of them.
Are you saying because she's a girl she can't build a bed out of pallets?
No, I'm saying if she's a girl that... Oh, yeah. No, she absolutely can. Pallets are relatively light. I'm just saying it's much more sad for a girl to be sleeping on.
What does it have to do with being a girl?
I sleep on a bed of pallets every night, Landon.
I'm just saying, CJ, like, it just seems... It seems incredibly sexist that you're saying.
CJ, are you saying that women are...
Women can't make beds?
Weaker.
You're saying that women can't sleep on pallets?
Weaker than men.
You're saying they don't have the...
I challenge
need softer
you.
Things to sleep on.
I challenge you.
Pallet lifting contest
who would
after
win
this, Anna?
In a
let's go.
No. Kozak and me. Who would
I've
win
lifted
a pallet
a lot of
lifting
pallets.
Contest?
I ran
this guy works at Target.
A lot
he knows
of
how to throw some pallets around the loading dock.
I mean...
Eat some popcorn.
Kozak, can you pick anything in this room up?
If Anna and I got in a fist fight, I would
say
win.
Say Jack. You can lift Jack.
Guys, I'm just saying.
Guys.
Can you lift anything?
If you listen to our show long enough and follow us, you too can come on here and we will accuse you of sexism, racism, any kind of ism you choose.
I didn't know I had walked into that.
CJ didn't necessarily choose sexism. I kind of just jumped him on that. But
he does listen to Adam Carolla.
And...
Wow. That's easy. Thank you. Easy.
Now I'm trying to think of a good racist show I listen
He's
to.
He's cranky.
Too soon.
Landon's
it was
cranky.
Just 9/11, CJ. Can we not have any more racism?
Wait.
There it is.
I didn't even get that.
Wait. All right. News on the
news. News on the news.
Asians caused it. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You're talking in the middle of my introductions.
I think you deserve this.
All right, let's do one more.
News on the news.
That one's not going to have it, but it's okay.
News on the news.
You keep doing it.
Why?
News on the news.
He only gets one.
News on the news.
I like that one. All right, we have a theme, and the theme this week is romance.
Romance. Romance news. Romance.
James. Excuse me, I am sorry.
Whoa.
Romance news.
Whoa.
Trying to cover it.
James Flanagan allegedly steals steak and wine to, quote, impress a lady.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who among us has never done that?
The New York Times is wrong. Courtship is not dead. James Flanagan, 48, went all out for an upcoming date by allegedly stealing about $80 worth of steaks, wine, and beer.
It wasn't cheap.
From a Walmart. Guess where?
Florida?
Manatee County, Florida.
Why is
Manatee County?
Fucking Florida.
Fucking Florida.
According, he gets really upset when we don't follow.
I'm the gay one.
According to the sheriff's office, Flanagan was nabbed by Walmart's loss prevention officer, and when deputies showed up, Flanagan completely unprompted informed them he had taken the goods to, quote, impress a lady. He was charged with petty theft.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to impress my lady.
What have you stolen from a Walmart in Florida to impress a lady, Landon?
Meth.
CJ?
You can get meth at Walmart in Florida?
No, my dealer was there and I stole it from him.
Okay.
I've stolen some things.
What'd you steal?
Well,
for romance?
Did you steal something or did you not steal something?
Put a sticker from a smaller flower pot. Onto a bigger flower pot.
My fucking god.
And I paid.
That's not stealing. Oh, then you took it to the register, so you stole.
Yeah, I paid the price.
Boy, I hope they figured that out.
That's shitty.
They did not figure it out.
You're stealing.
I was very young.
You're like
Phoebe
Cooper. It's like,
I'm not proud of it.
What am I, Oprah?
You're amazing.
You, Lance.
I used to be a real hardcore dude.
Like Ocean's 12.
What about your hard dude?
Yeah, I had my iPod on with some cool Elmore Leonard music. And I walked out.
I specifically said Ocean's 12.
Sorry.
I stole some CDs and a pair of scissors to steal the CDs with.
What CDs were they?
And who'd you impress with
Wait, let me guess. Green Day?
No.
You worked at a Target.
It wasn't. It was not at a place I was employed at.
James Taylor.
It was at a. And it was also when I was young.
I thought we were talking Walmart.
No, yeah, I didn't. It wasn't from Walmart.
What'd you steal? What CDs?
It was
Dave Matthews.
It was so. It was like sixth grade, I think. So it was Filter.
I bet Weird Al was in there.
Nope. Oh, Collective Soul, I think, was one of them.
It's some, like, Alice in Chains.
I'm sure some Nine Inch Nails and some... Nine Inch Nails, I'm positive, was in there. Downward Spiral, I think, was what we got.
He's making that up.
Well, and there's, it was actually, I think it was, like, 12 CDs. Actually, I think there was a Green Day in there.
Carth Brooks. There had to have been Green Day.
Yeah, there was Green Day.
Doing a Green Day covers.
There was a lot.
Ooh.
You know how, I don't even know the secret to doing it. First you steal, scissors. And then you go and you just steal some scissors.
And you never use it. That one.
You act like you're looking inside suitcases or luggage and then you just cut them open in there. And you just are like... Like up this one is this one won't work for me, and then you just take the CD and you. Just,
Are you talking
like,
what hood rats did you learn this shit from?
Oh man, it was hood rats.
I apologize.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now I would never do that. Rats everywhere.
You worked at a Target though. You could have just walked out.
Yeah, but I was old. By that time, I was old. You know, I would never. When I'm 16, I was well behaved. I was the captain of the speech team.
I remember that. I remember
Let's move on from that. All right.
Good.
So remember the romance theme. We have article number two.
Mm-hmm. Romance theme. Article number two.
Matthew Rader, Oregon man, allegedly tattooed name near underage girl's vagina.
Oh, no.
Tattooed
Buddy.
His own name?
Yes. 30-year-old Oregon man who allegedly tattooed his name near the vagina of a teenage girl faces charges, including third-degree rape. An affidavit...
Third-degree rape? Has anyone ever heard that
It explains
before?
It. Okay. It's interesting. An affidavit filed in Oregon's Benton County Court, same as the victim, who has not been publicly identified, told police that Matthew Abram Rader gave her 3 tattoos for her 15th birthday... including one of his name near her vagina. Police interpreted this to mean that Rader had engaged in a sexual relationship with the victim when she was 14 years old. In Oregon, sexual intercourse with a person under age 16 is considered third-degree rape. The victim told police that she had never revealed her true age to Rader. However, Oregon law states the fact that the defendant did not know the child's age or reasonably believe the child to be older than the age of 16 is not a viable defense. So...
This guy's going to jail.
I need more details.
What details?
Well, did they do it?
Yeah. Did he go to jail? Is he going to lose?
And, like, did she say that... Did he hold her down and forcibly tattoo the shirt
during
all over
a Facebook
her?
Exchange with an officer posing as the victim, Rader asked for nude photographs of the girl because they got on her Facebook page.
I mean, okay.
It doesn't
clearly
say.
This
doesn't say if they fucked.
Guy
we should
is a
see
piece
these
of
pictures
shit.
In order to figure out how old she looks.
But
there are no pictures of her, you creep.
Anna, what were her titties
you got any pictures
like?
Of her?
Nobody
did he come?
How old's the victim?
My husband's a pervert. That's...
Oh.
No, but like if
you disappoint me.
I
don't like this one bit. Oh, it's in both ears.
It's in both ears.
It's terrible.
If, that's what she
like,
said.
If the,
hey.
If the girl laid down and was like, hey, tattoo some shit all over me. The guy,
yeah, that's okay.
He is still a
as
piece
long
of
as
shit.
She says that.
He's still awful, but he's not a filthy rapist. Well, I mean, he's some manner of filthy rapist.
Buzz him. Buzz him.
Yeah, buzz me. No, but like, there's a... Fine. I'd have to look at the definition. third degree rape.
Okay. We all know who's not getting dates off of this recording.
I was in the middle of an avalanche of women before I came here. No, I'm saying, like, did he hold her down and, like, forcibly brand her? Because that's extra fucked up.
Brand her? No.
He just gave her a tattoo.
He gave her three tattoos.
Fuck, who's for her branding?
For her 15th birthday, which I'm assuming. Look, let's go ahead
like,
and just.
She was like, for my 15th birthday.
Broadly assume that these people are white trash. Let's just go put that out there.
Put that label.
So I'm imagining
them.
A teenage girl.
Yeah, what was the guy's name again?
Who's probably had at least 12 dicks in her at this point in, like, tiny jeans. Short going, I'll let you tattoo your name on my twat or something horrific. I'm just saying. I've been to Oregon. I know those teenagers.
This is Oregon.
Yes, this is not Florida.
Oh.
I know. All right.
Fucking it's kind of refreshing. Oregon.
And third story, which is a fucking Florida, and also the third story in our romance section.
Romance, fucking Florida romance, article 3.
I found him in bed with a naked chick. What was I supposed to do? Is the title of this article.
Can I guess what she did?
That's the
do?
Start of a good improv scene right there.
First
line of dialogue.
A Florida woman was charged with aggravated assault and domestic violence after investigators said she stormed into her estranged husband's home and threatened to kill him and his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She was... sorry. Donovan Schumann was asleep with his girlfriend when 51-year-old Brenda Schumann barged into the room armed with a rifle. The girlfriend said Brenda pointed the rifle at her and yelled, "I'll fucking kill you both." When Brenda looked away for a moment, Donovan grabbed the rifle and tried to take it from her. During the struggle, Brenda kicked the girlfriend in the stomach twice. Donovan was able to take the rifle away and hide in a closet. What?
That's a man.
He took the rifle and hid in the closet, and the girlfriend's out there with the crazy?
No, you're a man.
What an asshole. Again,
you mean
romance.
This feller is not
not up and
a consummate
standing.
Gentleman?
When Brenda looked away from, according to the report, Brenda then urinated on the carpet in the hallway outside of the master bedroom.
The woman urinated.
The woman. Okay. She then went downstairs and defecated on the kitchen floor. No flushing. Brenda then armed herself with another rifle and began destroying pictures, mirrors, Christmas decorations, and other items. A short time later, Brenda left with the second rifle. Sheriff deputies eventually caught up with Brenda at her apartment. When Brenda answered the door, according to the report, she tried to close it to create a barrier between herself and the deputies. As Brenda was being arrested, she said, "I found him in bed with a naked chick. What was I supposed to do?" Brenda and her husband have been separated for a few months, and according to the report, we're in the process of a divorce.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. That's sad.
You guys,
Brenda... thought those two kids were going to make it.
I thought they were going to make it, too.
Peed and pooped the house like a puppy dog.
I guarantee the guy in the closet peed and pooped his pants.
I cannot believe that dildo left his girlfriend out there with the crazy.
I can. Look at this.
I'm so mad.
I'm grabbing the gun, hopping in the closet.
Good luck, honey. And by honey, I mean whichever one of you survives.
Oh, guys.
Fend for yourself, bitch. Is.
Yikes.
That took me a second.
And end of commentary.
I'm with you, Landon.
Apparently. Sorry. Kozak, you want to chime in here anytime, or are you still here?
Kozak, did you just get so drunk that you stopped talking?
No, I just didn't like that she shit on the floor.
That's the best part. That's the
best
part.
You did not like that. That's the highlight of the story.
I would argue that's the reason to read the story.
That's what I'm trying to reason with right now. I don't understand what happened to what... I'm trying to imagine someone coming downstairs having just...
She found him in bed with another chick. What was she supposed to do?
I'm going to piss on the floor, and then I'm going to shit in the living room or in the kitchen. And it just seems like that I don't understand how it came to that.
He took the gun away. He took the gun away.
How did it come?
She
to
couldn't
this?
Shoot anybody. She Kozak was only a, left.
I wish Kozak was a family counselor so he could have that conversation with her. How did,
ma'am? Why did you shit on the floor? I don't understand. Why did you shit on the floor?
He's been working on his Kozak impression.
I mean, he just seems like that's such a silly thing to do. I don't know.
Right, Kozak. It's
lunacy. I just can't understand
it. It's not a normal thing. That's why we include it. Why
would you read that, Anna? Why would you read that weird?
Why would you read that not normal humorous, story? Odd story on our podcast?
I'm just being honest.
On.
I don't know I mean, what to say about it because I don't understand.
I'm just going to tell you the honest truth. Understand. That was unusual.
Truth, ladies, I have a bonus.
A boner.
Story.
Bonus news story.
Boner. If you recall, a lot of zipper.
This is a zipper. Oh,
sorry.
Are you just going to speak
about that? I just put it away.
Glenn Beck, who has been featured on our show in the
this guy's still kicking
we
around.
We read
huh?
the scenes from his well-written. A historic novella.
I believe he did another one that was panned even more. I can't remember.
Oh, did he write
about.
Another one?
Yeah. I love that you suggested that people are hearing of Glenn Beck through our show.
They are.
Glenn Beck is this up and comer. You may have
up
heard
and comer
of
crazy.
Our show.
All right, Jack is making me crazy.
Okay.
So there's news about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck announces plans for Independence, USA. Right-wing rabble-rouser Glenn Beck recently announced that he wants to, quote, go galt and create a self-sustaining community.
Oh, boy.
Inspired by the philosophy of Ayn Rand's character, John Galt, from Atlas Shrugged.
This is what we were hoping for, too.
He's going to be like the next David Koresh.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. The community will be known as Independence, USA.
There it is.
Ugh. If and when it is completed, Independence.
If and when.
About, my favorite line.
This line of the whole thing.
Independence will produce its own food and TV and film content. There will be homes, baseball fields, and a theme park. Think small town USA, but with a Beckish vibe.
Oh, God.
Beckish vibe. Can you imagine? Beck announces
everyone's
plans.
Everyone's crying in front of a chalkboard.
Lots of chalkboards. Lots of chalkboards. I just imagine speakers set up throughout the town, and like every hour he gets on there and says, hello, children, or like something terrifying. Beck announced
if and when you go to bed tonight.
If and when you go to bed tonight.
Please remember this.
Beck announced his plans on the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, that's
the main entrance.
Odd.
It's weird that no
I
one invited
his
him
show
on
was
his
over
show.
For a long time.
It is, but isn't it just on the radio? Or it's on the internet now.
No, he's got his own network. On the web.
The main entrance to the proposed community will be based on Ellis Island because, in Beck's
Jurassic
words,
Park.
That's how most Americans came to the country. There will also be a marketplace, but don't confuse it with your local mall. Here's a quote.
You can even wait.
I
there's it fit a mall at the feet of the Statue of Liberty.
There's no, it's not going to be in Ellis Island. It's based on Ellis Island.
Oh.
Roughly.
Well, you said okay. In my defense, like the word's that. Based on.
I uh-huh. like that you didn't understand the story.
There's
that
a
makes
show.
Me laugh.
I understood the rest of the story. You dick.
You'll get him back, don't worry. Your time will come around. There's not going to be a gap here. There's no Ann Taylor. You want an Ann Taylor? Go someplace else. The marketplace, Beck says, will be a place for people to create their own businesses and learn from others. There'll be a ranch. That's where the residents will grow food and teach people how to grow crops.
At the ranch?
A media center where Beck will film his show and where other entertainers will create movies and shows and documentaries. I'm putting quotes around documentaries.
You're actually twirling your head. Your
I was making the crazy person.
You don't have to tell us.
An
we get
Alamo
that.
Alamo-style mission for people to, quote, gather and help others.
Alamo-style.
A research and development laboratory and much more. The main point, Beck says, is education.
Mexicans will be equally before, unwelcome.
Basically, yeah. Before you send your kids to college, Beck said in his pitch video, you come to us and you spend a week with us. We're going to tell them exactly. We will show them the truth. Exactly. We will tell them what they're going to try to do. And we will deprogram them every summer if you care. What's Beck's utopia going to cost? Around $2 billion. Beck said he's willing to take steps to make sure his vision happens one piece at a time. Let's discuss our...
This is never happening.
It's if and when it happens, I'm buying stock right. in Independence
well,
USA.
Well, I got to so respect many lawsuits him and stuff saying,
that are going to happen.
So many lawsuits. Guys,
like it, when it happens, I think, again, if being the...
prejudice.
Report. Guys, if and when it happens...
If...
Somebody would shut him down.
Will there be Obamacare in Independence USA?
Nope, not in Independence USA.
The laws of the federal government don't apply inside Independence USA. It's a lot like Disney World.
Is it? Wait, what?
No, it's not.
Except... With no rides.
Yes. What's the Disneyland town?
I'll bet they've got
Celebration.
A gap.
Celebration.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
It's like this perfect community sort of town that like the Disney Corporation owns the property of. It's like right next to Disney World in Orlando, and
it's not in the park though.
It's a place.
It's on the property, but it's not in Disney World proper. No.
Like you can drive in and out of it from
you
from
can try. That's
like
the story.
This one bit.
That's the story is that we got stuck in there one time and it was the creepiest thing ever because we were just driving around and everyone's house looked exactly the same. There were lights were on and everywhere, but no one was
I do not like this.
Right?
All the street lights were on, like everyone's house, like everything looked exactly the same. There was no cars on the street.
Mickey Mouse runs out in his long johns, firing a shotgun at your car.
With the chainsaw.
We're going to make it into meat!
And human skin on his face.
He's got Goofy's sawed-off face overlaid on his face.
Oh my god.
He's running with a chainsaw.
Guys, I'm excited about all of Glenn Beck's ideas, but really excited about that idea.
Wow.
I am.
The part that bums me out is that it's too crazy. I wish it was just a little less crazy so that we could watch him try and do it.
Anna and I like talked about it, like when we first read it, we were like, well, we gotta go visit it at least. I mean, see if they can
ASAP.
Absolutely.
ASAP. Take visitors. How much for a house I'm buying?
Yeah. Even though they probably kill
you.
Don't
have crosses burning on your front lawn.
They can smell liberals coming. That's the problem.
Find Jack's head on a spike.
LA,
nobody
so
wants that.
We're from LA. We have a tiny white dog.
It's on us, yeah.
What if I just lean over and go, what's your weed policy? Just
they'd
like
just
that.
Shoot you right in the head, probably. I would think.
Where are they going to base it?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Did they not say that?
Underneath the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island.
On Ellis Island.
Based on Ellis
based
Island.
On Ellis
Come
Island.
Come on!
See, they're not changing the location based on you mishearing the story. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
they're fools.
It's a good try, then.
We have, per your request, CJ.
CJ requested something.
We have an improvisational scene.
Improvisational scene.
I wanted CJ to do some improv.
It's on a Craigslist Kozak.
This is my favorite.
This is a special treat. This is a shared room ad from the Craigslist in Detroit.
Okay.
So just know that going in. That's why I picked it.
So you're asking
us for this. We don't need music because he's explaining what's going on.
So Kozak's going to read it. Oh, wait, I read it and then...
Yeah.
I read it. Hold on. I forgot how Craigslist Kozak works. All
right. It's Detroit, so we all should get racist, right? We're all doing black voices.
Oh, my God.
How does someone from Detroit talk?
Justin is from Detroit.
Do a Justin impression.
Jan, I want a hot Verner's.
No.
What?
That's what he wants.
That is how people talk
in
Detroit, though.
I want a hot Verner's!
Jan! Verner's?
Verner's.
What is that?
It's a ginger ale.
Okay, can we move along?
All right. All right.
It's a northern
somebody's
got to
tell them about Canada Dry.
The title of this ad is...
The pierogies are cold.
I love that he's doing an impression of someone that no one here listening
to. Yeah, but see, northerner people get it because they love pierogies up there, and we don't eat pierogies.
No, that's like Polish people.
Yeah,
it's not... a northerner thing.
All right. Yeah,
pierogies.
So, the Craigslist Kozak that is from Detroit is titled... He's my situation, and in parentheses, Troy.
Troy.
Okay, here is my situation. I am looking for a girl to be kind of a live-in nanny. I have, and I'm stopping at the periods. I have a little girl, 2 years old. I live in a nice apartment in Troy, like a mile from Somerset Mall. I need someone to watch her 4 days a month, Monday, Tuesday, every other week. And you gotta be available all night because I am on call for work and I have to go in. I also could use a little help from time to time. I have my daughter 7 out of 14 days, but I can handle it most of the time. Okay, so free rent and utilities in exchange for helping me out with my daughter. I am real flexible. If you got something going on right now, I have to watch her at my parents, but I am almost 30 and hate it. Okay, a little about me. I am cute, funny, 29-year-old, super nice guy. I got a divorce when my crazy ex ran out on me. I fought really, really hard to get 50-50 custody because my little girl is by far the most important thing in my life. I do party a little, but not ever when she is around. I am in a relationship, and there, trust me, there is no chance I am ever going to hit on you or do anything weird or creepy. LOL, I can give you references. I do go to the bars on the weekends. Royal Oak is down the road. You will have full rights to the apartment. You must be gay-friendly, because I love them. If you have any problem with that, don't bother. Thought this might be good for a college girl. No guys over my dead body am I gonna leave my little daughter with a dude. Well, I am not sure what kind of response I'm gonna get, if any, but if you could please send a pic and something about yourself.
Okay.
Kozak is the guy.
The guy placing the ad? Because I didn't know until halfway through that was posted by a fella.
That's a dude. And I will
the guy
be
is claiming not to be gay.
He's not gay, he has a girlfriend. I'm playing the girl that
he is answering
the ad.
He actually didn't say that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
he said he has a relationship with him.
Oh, he did.
Well, yeah. But when he said must be gay friendly, he's like, because I love them. I love gays.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Kozak, interpret this how you will.
Yeah, you can either be
and
gay
CJ,
or not.
And CJ, surprise us when you pop into the scene with who you want to be.
Kooky neighbor. Kooky neighbor.
Don't ever
kooky
take
neighbor.
That correct.
I'm not saying kooky neighbor.
No.
Kooky neighbor.
Linda, right. You also feel free.
Here we
all go. Right. Hi, you posted that about babysitting?
Here's my situation. Okay, here's my situation.
Okay,
I am looking for a girl.
Yes, to babysit your daughter.
To be kind of a live-in nanny, so to speak. Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
So, am I a live-in nanny or am I not a live-in nanny?
Kind of. You're kind of.
How am I not a live-in nanny?
Just, I think you should already know the answer to that question. Anyway, the little girl is 2 years old. That's my daughter.
Yeah, I love kids.
I live in an
nice
apartment
me about
in Troy, and
I am a children.
It's from Somerset Mall.
My
it's
resume.
Have you ever been to Somerset Mall?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you can shop there for things that you want. Clothes.
Hi, Child Protective Services. You are not properly interviewing this woman to watch your child, for God's sakes. Why are you asking her about clothes?
I'm sorry. Yes. I was letting my... Hey, hi. Honey,
hi.
You're not doing this right. If you're going to interview this woman to be our kind of live-in nanny, you have
that?
To...
Do you have
you
a
have
problem
to,
with the gays?
I'm sorry. No, my husband has a disorder.
Hi there, sorry, Child Protective Services again. I don't give a fuck if you guys are gay or what. You clearly seem to be drunk or...
Can I ask where the child is?
She's with his parent.
Oh.
It's okay right
now.
Well,
then why do you need me?
Well, we can't leave.
I need you to be available because I'm on call.
Okay, this guy clearly has some sort of mental handicap of some sort.
I have to go in.
What is he on call for?
I could use a little help from time to time. I have my daughter.
Hi, you realize that I'm still standing here, right? I'm from Child Protective Services.
Sir, Child Protective Services is here.
Days, I have my daughter.
He's here. What are you even talking about?
That means half of the days.
Seven out of 14,
honey, is half of the days. We have her for a week at a time.
It smells like gin.
We can't.
Excuse me, I don't know who this person is.
We're going to lose your daughter.
It smells.
Who is this person?
Distinctly like gin.
Husband.
Someone fill me in.
It's your gin. Husband.
I apologize. My partner
is not
familiar with the concept of yes
this
and.
This is a stranger who just walked in here.
Sir, do you
have know who this is.
Do you have any kind of documentation to indicate that you guys are married and that he's not just a homeless person?
I don't know.
It's not technically legal for the two of us to be married.
I want to be your babysitter just because I'm nervous about the little girl being near him.
Somebody for lead balloon.
No, take the child. Ma'am, you don't need to worry about
it. It's not even my child. Yeah,
ma'am, you don't need to worry about the safety of this
child. This man will kill the child. Sir, please take the child.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I have your parents' home address. I'm just going to go pick up the child directly from here, so you guys can continue to do
whatever. Okay, a little about me.
Nonsense.
I'm cute. I'm a funny 29.
Honey, they've left.
They've left. Old, super nice
Stop
guy.
It. They've left, honey. Just kiss me.
Is this person?
Hey, we got somebody to take the kid.
Guys, I'm still somebody here. Somebody take the little girl.
Oh God, she's still here.
Fuck. I got a divorce from my crazy
CPS
ex
took
out
the
of me.
Okay.
I fought really hard to get 50-50 custody.
All right, I'm just gonna go.
And
bye. See you later. Sorry, thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry for the waste of your time.
I can give you references. I can't. I'm in a relationship.
And she's gone. Scene. Thank you.
I'd say we all pretty did.
Pretty much what we expected we were going to do. Kozak pretty much, again, just read what was provided.
I didn't know what CJ was doing.
I know.
I was trying to save the scene.
Yeah, you were doing a great job.
Okay. No,
you
look.
Were saving the scene.
I was trying to save the scene
from the lead balloon.
I was the lead balloon. I'm sorry, guys. No, I'm just ruining
it. You were not the lead balloon.
I didn't mean to ruin the
CJ,
whole thing.
You did not ruin it.
I do like it when Kozak turns to me and goes, look,
oh,
who's the lead
God.
Balloon? And I was like, I don't know.
It is more frustrating sitting here trying to do it than it is to listen to it.
I just didn't understand what he was doing.
It's the best.
That's good. Well,
sex the best.
Did you guys understand what
about
I was
having
yeah, I did.
A gay lover.
We picked that up without too much problem. How was it so much of an issue for you?
And you know, Landon never took classes.
I didn't get to read through the whole thing. Way I like to.
I didn't see a word of the thing and managed to keep up. Can we?
You just heard many words of the thing over and over.
We have
this
voice
is what I like to
mails.
Do.
Voice
this
mails?
Is what
Kozak.
I like to do.
Kozak, what are you doing?
I need a sort of nanny.
We have voicemails.
Kozak, we have voicemails.
Voicemails.
Kozak, give to us the voicemail.
What?
We,
you have the voicemail.
I don't think we have a.
Just say voicemails.
I don't think
God's
we
say.
Have a sound effect. Intro
yeah, we do.
Voicemails.
Just say
voicemails. Oh, I don't think we do.
We have something for everything.
We have something for everything.
Here we go.
I got something for you.
Ugh, keep it in your pants.
Gross.
What? Do you have a spider?
Be quiet.
No, it's just burning.
DJ, this is your father, Chuck. Yes. The podcast. That's
Dad,
my boy. You're the big old movie star, aren't you, boy? I tell you what, your mother and I are so proud of you. I mean, you know, just because you're a homosexual, you know, doesn't even love you any less. Just because you're out there in L.A. with all them limp-wristed, fuzzy, fairy, pudding-eating SOBs and whatnot, we love you, boy. We love you, boy. And look, now, I think it's a good thing you spend a little bit of time talking about your resume, talking about the movies you've been in. Now, I don't know if it's appropriate for the podcast you're talking about today, but I think just because you've been in the porn industry doesn't make you any less of an actor. Your mother and I have seen every film you've done, and son, I got to say, it was the best lovemaking I've ever seen. And it was the best lovemaking I've ever made love to. I love you, boy.
Your mom and dad have sex watching you have sex.
Enough chocolate. I love you.
Oh, shit.
That's oh my god.
This might have been the one that we were supposed to erase, right, guys?
I wish you had. Well, I didn't even know dad listened to this show.
I didn't know your dad was a real person.
He's an old dude. I just didn't know he listened to this show.
Well, I'm more shocked that he's
a followed dude. You guys on Facebook.
The fact that he even knows our number is really kind of shocking.
That's upsetting. Well, he did ask me for it earlier today. And it was confusing. I was like, why do you care? What is...
Voicemail number two!
Another one. Two. He is famous.
Please. Oh, please. I can't find it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I can't find my wee wee.
What?
I feel like he was probably that was probably a cry for help.
I don't know what that was.
Guy can't find his wee wee. Do you have?
Do you have his wee
wee? Any words of advice?
I don't know who that is or what that was.
These are for you. They're Mr. Meeks.
They're not for me.
Answer those questions.
I mean, I did put the word out that I was going to be on the show tonight. I can't control what these animals
that
say.
That person doesn't sound like a human being.
Can we hear
it sounded
again?
Like the were-llama.
I wouldn't mind hearing that.
The were-llama.
Maybe it was a were-llama.
Listen. Right? Right? It's a were-llama.
Well, it's changing, maybe.
I can't find it. Yes. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Can't find his wee-wee as he changes.
I can't find my wee-wee.
That's during one of his flashes into being a man for a second before he becomes a llama again.
Well, maybe that was his last indication that he was a man.
Like, imagine, because his head's up here now.
Yeah, he's stretching out.
He's looking good.
He's going, wah!
Yeah, I like the
what do you think now, Kozak?
That's pretty funny.
Last one.
Pretty good the second time.
I like it.
This is the most voicemails ever.
Hi. So I'm not going to leave my name because but anyway, because here's my story.
God, I hate girls.
So I may or may not have lost my virginity to Aaron fucking Kozak. It was like junior year of high school. And I say may or may not have because his penis is so fucking small that he had no idea if it actually happened. I mean, like, we were going to try for it, and so we're like, whatever, like, making all these noises the whole time.
The whole time, cousin.
Gross, because he always sounds like he has, like, a sinus infection or a deviated septum or whatever. But,
sounds about
I
right.
I had no idea what happened. I felt nothing. Which is okay, because it kind of worked out in my favor, because all my asshole friends were like, why aren't you having sex? I'm like, well, no, I suppose I had sex with this guy. And my super Christian friends were like, you're a whore. I'm like, well, no, I totally didn't have sex with Aaron Kozak. But see, I was being honest like 50% of the time, twice, so that's like 100% of the time. Anyway, that's besides the point.
This sounds
I heard he has a really hot girlfriend now, so more power to her. I also heard that Meeks is going to be on the show tonight, and his dick smells like a sleeve of old saltines.
Wow, that really got cuz out.
So that's actually true.
If I could go just a day without fucking the sleeves of saltines, maybe I'd be doing okay, but no, I can't.
CJ,
it is just a mess down there.
You clearly have some sexual issues you should work out.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe not on the show, though.
I'll work them out right now.
Do you know who
man.
That was?
Apparently some chick that you whose virginity you took, and then who later sniffed my dick. Now you and I can talk off the air about how, about who you have hooked up with, who has also smelled my dick.
High school, there's no, first of all, we weren't hanging out sophomore year of high school, so.
Burn. I don't know what that means.
So, guys, so there's no way
we met you sophomore year of high school. It might have been my sophomore year of high school. We were definitely hanging out then.
You guys, have your little look, grease dance.
I've been accused
off
of having a tiny penis.
By someone who's been proven to be accurate.
Does my dick? Do you want to smell my dick? It does smell like an old sleeve of salt
water. Large, fantastic penis. Because
I can smell his penis.
All
right, everybody, sniff my dick and decide who's being more accurate.
Everyone, keep your little penises.
Jack,
in your
come
pants.
Here. Come here, Jack.
Don't smell his dick.
Jack, smell my dick.
I texted Kozak a picture of Jack's dick once. And it really...
You still have it on your phone, don't you?
It made me laugh for like 10 minutes.
Was his little lipstick out?
No.
Or was
it
just
him,
his like, little
he was laying like this
Jack
in a picture of his
dick. Oh. Oh.
Guys.
Why is that just as gross? It's just
yeah,
gross.
I'm just letting you know, if you give me your phone number, there are no rules, so don't expect a lot of mature...
Or restraint.
Anything for me.
Of any kind, no.
All right, that's all I got for you.
Can I get a picture of Jack's butthole next time?
Totally.
No.
CJ,
thanks.
What do you have going on? Tell us a little story about yourself.
Tell us
people
a story.
Don't know you.
A quick
nothing
story.
Nothing going on. Short
all right, guys. Well, that was that being said.
I do. I do bar trivia
on
Saturday nights. I do bar trivia.
Okay.
I write down answers with a golf pencil.
Okay.
I have a question.
What?
Did they ask this one last week? Who is the biggest asshole at bar trivia tonight? Is it A. CJ Meeks?
Kozak's got some aggression towards you right now.
You know what? What were the other choices?
I can't make fun of people.
You clearly know what...
You make fun of people, and it's just fine.
Obviously, he was there. Let him say what the other answers were.
This is amazing.
What were the other answers?
No, it's dead.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I was right there. Everybody could see me. I was the only one who got it right.
And was it you?
It was A, CJ Meeks.
Otherwise...
Only you realized that.
And I checked the little box where you double down, so I got 4 points off
double
of that.
Double down.
That's so,
CJ does stand-up comedian stuff.
I also
toilet humor.
It was commentary.
He is in a commercial. What's your beer commercial?
But like,
maybe someone has seen it.
Do you guys like Sierra Nevada?
What's your beer commercial?
Don't make me talk about this. Sierra Nevada beer.
No.
It's... I'm a bearded asshole in a beer commercial that's on beer TV. It's probably not even on anymore.
Why are you arguing?
I'm trying to
no,
celebrate
I'm just too
your
close to
success,
the
and you are just crying like
no,
a
No, it's
bitch.
Making me uncomfortable. Look.
He's in a Miller Lite commercial. It's Bud Light.
And he turns to the camera and goes... My vagina is showing, and then the camera goes. To
and then the
out.
Camera
are we
zooms.
Having fun yet?
It
are
zooms
we
right in
yet?
On my tight, tight.
That's what
little
CJ
pee
says.
Hole.
Are we having fun yet?
Say it correctly.
Great. Now,
what does
knows.
Your dick smell like again?
A
sleeve
anymore.
Of old saltines.
This is so
follow me
graphic.
On the twatter, where I.
What do you do?
I retweet Kozak's. Conan O'Brien retweets. I follow one. You look at my thing. I follow one person. It is Aaron Kozak, and I just retweet all the Conan retweets.
Conan's actually blocked him, so he
sometimes
he
I'll
just
tweet a little
Kozak.
Star too.
Oh my god! All right,
we should really read those on the show.
Oh my god!
Oh,
we're not
totally
gonna read
should
Conan's
read
tweets.
Conan's tweets on our show.
Just gotta go and put it out there. It's not gonna be a segment. On
that's
the
just
show.
A segment where you
read.
Kozak's Twitter feed, which is all Conan retweets. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, if you want to see what we're talking about, follow Kozak on Twitter. At,
I don't, really don't.
What is it?
Kozak the
winner.
Winner.
Follow me at Bain
it's better
said.
Coming from me and not from Conan, I will
follow
say.
Follow Landon. What's Landon's Twitter?
At Landon McCool.
And CJ, what's yours?
It is at Clayton J. Meeks. Claytonjmeeks.
J. Meeks. M-E-E-K-S. thank you, Kozak. If you have ever wanted...
I bet she's mean to you, but she's mean to me on the show.
Anna, can you please spell my last name for your listeners?
K-Q-R...
You've done it.
S-T. Mm-hmm. Hey, have you ever wanted a mug with Fatty Update on it?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Shit.
Because
I forgot to wear my apron.
Did you get a Fatty Update apron?
Yeah, I got a Fatty Update apron that right underneath it has a picture of Jack with Kozak's head.
I love that picture more than a lot of things.
No, I never cook in it. I just beat off in it.
There's going to be another one soon.
A wear llama with Kozak's face on it.
I hope so.
It's going to be a horror show. So if you want the wear jack of Kozak and Jack, you can go to thatbeingsaidpodcast.com and get a mouse pad for yourself in 2001 to use. Or you can also find a link to our iTunes where you can leave us a review about Kozak's sexuality or how good the podcast is.
I have a girlfriend. I didn't lose my virginity in high school. There's
me too. I also have a girlfriend.
I am a Canadian. She's a model.
Did she die of leukemia this week?
Oh my god.
After you overcame your heart.
I can say I've seen a picture and it did not look photoshopped. She seems to be real.
I feel like a real dirtbag now. Defend yourself, because
I'm a winner. So it doesn't matter.
He's got us there.
Hey, call Sleem as a voicemail. 323-761-9382.
323-761-9382.
If you want to send me oop dots or news stories or fucking Florida or anything about a cool hip-hop dance that the kids are doing,
leave my saltine dick out of it.
Email me at the show@thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
the show@thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
Sorry, I was blowing my nose and coughing, but I am done with the cold and I have sinuses, and CJ just burped straight up into the microphone. So we just hit a new level of grossness, and
we're not doing this super fan thing.
I can't wait to be back, guys.
Jill, you're canceled.
We're just gonna cancel Jill based on tonight.
Jill funnier than I was. I think we should have had Jill
beer.
We should have had Jill here first.
Don't put your beer on top of the fridge.
Oh my god,
the levels are weird up there. It'll just fall right back down.
Just be you, Jill. That's enough for us.
Jill, we trust you, so you just show up and be yourself.
You trusted me too, and you saw how that went.
I'm Anna Youngblood.
I'm Aaron Kozak.
I'm Jack.
Good one.
No, look, I'm licking my balls so you can see what I'm Jack.
And I'm plagiarizing Conan tweets to fill content for our podcast.
It's not plagiarizing, it's retweeting.
It's just verbally retweeting on our podcast.
At least it's cited. Like, if you retweet, at least he's cited his source. I can't shit on that. Da 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 da